push them off at exit 50 or something.
Nancy, ready? Okay, yeah, yep, I guess we are.
10 o'clock.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure we'll be following in the hearing today. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of the Connecticut General Statutes. This board's responsibility is to hear cases, inquire and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. When the issuing authority made its decision, that decision was likely supported by facts that were known at the time. But it is possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing that convince the board it would be fair and just to change the decision of the issuing authority in order that the permit be issued or reinstated. If no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. As required by Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot consider hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board may only consider direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, the board does not have the legal authority to grant your appeal if there are certain felony or other specific convictions or orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer cases of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them, so the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we'll follow is that each party may make a very brief opening statement, with each statement just a very short summary of the party's decision or defense. Each party may call witnesses who may be cross-examined by the other party. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden is on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will try to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Calling the roll of board members, Dr. Conrad, Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Here.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Mr. Gray is not here, and Chief Rosenzweig is not here.
Correct. Either one of them are coming.
We'll now call the roll call of appellants. We will be calling your case by case number. So if you don't know the number of your case, please come forward and get it. 24201.
State is here.
The appellant has not checked in.
24195.
Bethel is here.
I see Attorney Sherman's here.
So 24-538.
Yeah, that's
what I have. What
about 195? Yeah, I was going to say. Are we using, there's a new agenda we should have.
I thought I had the new agenda.
The one in your for this morning.
Okay. Starting over.
Sorry.
24201, no appellant.
Correct.
24538.
Appellant.
Yep.
Appellant is here. Bethel
and
is
Bethel
here.
And Bethel is here. Yeah.
Yep. 26039.
Issue authority.
No appellant.
The appellant did check in.
The appellant is here for
Waterbury. Okay, yeah, thank you.
24162.
Both parties.
Yep.
24678.
The appellant did not check in on that one.
24608. Appellant is here.
The appellant is here, the town is not here as of yet.
24634, also Groton.
Neither are here.
Neither party?
Correct.
24551.
Here.
The appellant is here, is Woodbury here?
Town of Woodbury here? No, nobody checked in for Woodbury.
Everyone who is going to be speaking needs to be sworn in. So please stand, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth pursuant to perjury, so help you God?
Thank you.